Welcome back to the Voice of Hope. I wanted to stop by today and I wanted to leave you a few words of encouragement. But before we begin, I want to start with a song. This Little Light of Mine.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let
Amen. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. I know many of you have probably heard that song, and I just wanted to share that especially with you today, because in the world we live in, sometimes it's hard to, you know, continue to let your light shine, you know, through everything that's going on around us and, you know, troubled times that we're living in, and so many things that, you know, we feel oppressed by and that we're going through. I was reminded this week, earlier in the week, by a friend. Her name was Jasmine. Jasmine, if you happen to be listening tonight, thank you so much, my dear friend, for sharing this with me. Jasmine happened to share with me a clip from Steve Harvey, and it was about a seed, and he was talking about, you know, when a seed is planted in the ground, you know, if it's just thrown down there on the concrete, you know, it's not going to go nowhere, but when it's put into that soil, you know, it goes into that soil, and it's dark, and it has to grow, you know, to bring good fruit. And while it's in that soil, you know, there's nutrients around it to make it grow. And it may take some time, you know, for that seed to grow into, you know, a beautiful flower or a beautiful fruit that we might want to eat, you know. And we don't know how long that's going to take, you know. And it's the same, that same principle goes for in our life. The same principle is an example in our life, is what I'm trying to say. And when she sent that to me, it reminded me of some things that's went on in my life. And Steve Harvey was talking about, you know, that dirt's got to be thrown up on that seed in order to make it grow, you know. And it reminded me also of a story I'd heard from Joyce Meyer about this donkey that was trapped down in this big ditch. And people were calling for help to help get this donkey out. And they were digging around it. But as they were digging around it, they were throwing the dirt in that hole, you know, right there close by that donkey. And somebody said, "You're going to bury him, you know, if you keep throwing it in that way." But every few minutes, they would see dirt flipped out, you know, keep flipping out. Well, before you know it, you've seen the donkey's head come up. And what was happening is all that dirt that was being thrown on that donkey, he was slinging it under him. And he was building on that dirt. And that dirt, he took that dirt that was thrown up on him and helped bring him out. So when Jasmine sent me that clip this week, it made me think of all this. And it brought me back to the beginning, like 16 years ago, when God gave me this dream of the voice of hope. And today, it reminded me especially because today is October the 9th. It's my birthday. And I'm happy to say I'm 52 years old today. And we need to celebrate every year that God gives us. Not be ashamed of how old we are. We need to celebrate and give God the glory for another year of life. Because I've experienced so much death in my life this year. I've lost 5 people, you know, very close to me, including my mother, you know, in the past 8 weeks, a dear friend just 2 weeks ago today, and my stepfather, a cousin, another friend. It's been a tough year. So we need to be thankful for every year God has us here on this earth. And I started to reflect, I guess, back on my life, it being my birthday today, and thinking about, you know, when God gave me this vision for the voice of hope. And so I thought I would share with you, 16 years ago in August, I wrote down my vision. This was before a lot of things have happened in my life. And I was sitting in a church in Orlando, Florida. And as I was sitting in that church, Pastor Clint Brown, he was talking about the pearl and how long the pearl takes, right? And you can get a fake pearl in, you know, a few days, but a real pearl takes a lot longer. And inside that pearl, there's this stuff called nacre. And it's like, you know, like sand, almost like grinding that pearl to make it beautiful. And that's the way God does it and works in our lives in so many ways, you know. And when we get a vision, as I was sitting there that day, as he was talking about how long it takes, you know, for this pearl to grow, he also elaborated on Sarah and Abraham, on how old they were before God had manifested the promises that he promised them a son. And, you know, Abraham was 100, Sarah was way past her childbearing years, and it just seemed impossible. Well, that day I wrote down my vision. I didn't know it was going to be called the Voice of Hope then. But this was 16 years ago. And I wrote down, I'm reading it to you right now. Someday I want to be able to spread hope to others and to inspire them through my struggles, to help them focus on their future and their callings that God has for them in their life. And that was in August of 2005. Well, when I wrote this down that day, you know, my plan, I had my plan, and I thought, okay, I want this to happen, you know, today. I was ready to go out there and spread that hope. But it wasn't time yet. It wasn't time yet. And I had always been an encourager in my life. So, you know, encouraging people has been a natural thing for me. But I wanted to spread hope in a different way. And when Jasmine had shared that clip with me, it brought me back to this day. And so many times along these 16 years, I've had that dirt thrown up on me. And I was thinking about it. I could have stopped in many ways. And, you know, I had just created the Voice of Hope 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago. And when I created it in the very beginning, you know, someone very close to me, I had let them listen to one of my first podcasts. And they simply said, "Oh, your voice is too soft. No one will listen to you." And I have to say, I had to fight that. I had to fight that. And I thought, well, maybe that's true. You know, maybe I shouldn't be doing this. So I pushed through that. And then I had someone, after I had started the Voice of Hope a few months, they said, "You know, this is really, you know, something really great that you're doing, very encouraging to others. We all need encouragement." And this person said, "I wish that, you know, you had started this when you were younger." And I was like, wow, you know, and because I was 49, I'm 52 today. It's been 3.5 years. But it wasn't time. Because when I had that dream that started in me 16 years ago in that church, and I told the Lord someday I wanted to spread hope, so many things have happened within those 16 years. I couldn't have started, you know, encouraging others the way I do now from a perspective that I see life at now, because I wasn't ready. And I was still planted in the ground and being nurtured. And God had to bring me through so many things, you know, healing. And many of you know, I've talked about, I'm coming out of a marriage of over 36 years. And a lot of things was going on, you know, during my marriage at that time. You know, I don't want to go into details at this time. I'll go into that into a future podcast. But it was very tough, and there needed to be a lot of healing to take place in my life. And there still needs to be, you know. I got to be working on me until he comes back. You know, he will be us all. And so even though during those times I had that dream, it just was not time. So that dirt kept being thrown upon me. And I didn't realize in the beginning when those punches would come at me, those words, you know, we say sticks and stones may hurt us, but those words won't hurt us. They do. And we have to look back. And I realize now when I think about this, and I thought about it and was reflecting more this week after Jasmine had sent me that clip, you know, that was dirt being thrown upon me. and I was growing, you know. All these years, these 16 years, I was growing to the point 3.5 years ago that I finally was, it was time to start the Voice of Hope. And there was so many times, even in my physical life, through my health that I've suffered, that they told me I wouldn't make it, that I wouldn't be here. I had a near-death experience during my brain surgery 15 years ago. I've had so many health issues with my blood. They told me I would never be able to eat normal again. And I would just have to accept my life the way it was. And just so many times during my life, I thought that was it. You know, 4 years ago, I had a really, you know, tough experience in my body. And I thought that was it also. I was in bed for 6 days. They didn't know what was wrong with me. They'd ran every test. And I really did think that was it. And, you know, every time someone would say things to me that would just make me think, well, maybe I shouldn't be doing the Voice of Hope. I'm going through all these things still in my life. But that was dirt. That was dirt being thrown upon me. And so I used that to build on, to encourage you that no matter what you are going through in your life, no matter what people say, no matter what vision God has given you, you feel like He's called you to do, never give up on that. Because He may have given you a vision. It may be years ago. You just keep focusing. You keep moving forward. And the things that you're going through now, He's going to use them. I promise He will. He has so used all these things that's happened in my life, in my body, the ending of my marriage, the so many difficult struggles and deaths I've went through, and just so much I've went through in my lifetime of 52 years. He'll take everything that you've went through and He'll make beauty out of all the ashes of your life. I promise you. So I just wanted to share and reflect on my life and of the 52 years I've lived. And just remember, you're never, ever too old to be what you thought you might have been. Because a lot of us, we think, oh, you know, I have goals in my life. I want to be this age and I want to have this accomplished. I want to be that age and have that accomplished. But that's our plan. You know, like my plan would have been to have started the Voice of Hope 16 years ago. You know, when God gave me this vision when I was sitting in that church in Orlando, when I was, you know, 37 years old, somewhere around there, 36 years old. You know, I was ready then. You know, come on, Lord, give it to me now. But God knew I wasn't ready. It wasn't time. And that's why I love that scripture in Habakkuk 2:2. And God says in that scripture, the Lord replies, write down the message I'm showing you in a vision. Write it clearly on the tablets you use. Then a messenger can read it and run to announce it. For the time I have appointed, He speaks about what's going to happen, and all of it will come true. It might take a while, but wait for it. You can be sure it will come. It will happen when I want it to. So just remember that when God gives you a vision, God gives you a plan, it may not be right at that moment, but you just keep and you keep moving forward. And when people throws that dirt on you, let that dirt build character. Let that dirt help bring that vision to fruition. And I promise you, He will use every bit of your life to bring you to where He wants you to be. So I just wanted to leave that with you today. And before I end the podcast today, I want to leave this song with you by Mercy Me. It's called Say I Won't. And as you hear in the beginning, this song was inspired by a true story. And you'll hear a little bit of this gentleman's story. He was a friend of Mercy Me that sings this. And what happened to him is what inspired this song. But just remember, when you feel like that the calling that God has on your life may not happen, or you feel discouraged, don't let that discouragement set in. Just look at that as that dirt being put on you to help you grow and it come to that calling, become to fruit. Become that fruit that God wants it to be. So as you listen to this, think about that. Say I Won't by Mercy Me.
My name is Gary Miracle, and on New Year's Eve 2019, I was airlifted to a hospital in Orlando, Florida, and I fell into septic shock, and 107 days later, I came out of the hospital, and I had lost all four of my limbs.
Today, it all begins. I'm seeing my life for the very first time through a different lens. Yesterday, I didn't understand. Driving 35 with a rocket inside, didn't know what I had. While I've been waiting to live, my life's been waiting on me. I'm gonna run. No, I'm gonna fly. I'm gonna know what it means to live and not just be alive. The world's gonna hear, 'cause I'm gonna shout, and I will be dancing when someone
Say I Won't. I thought that was a beautiful song to end with today. Gary Miracle, what a name. He's such a miracle. I encourage you to look up that video by Mercy Me, and you'll see the video and see him in it. So encouraging. So every time that someone says, you won't, let that dirt pile up on you to help you, your fruit grow, and that calling God has for you to just flourish even more. Remember that every time somebody says you won't. So as I always end my podcast, if no one has told you today, let me be the first. You are so loved. So wherever you're at, whoever you're around, get out there today and spread some hope. This world needs it now more than ever. So join me back here next week for the Voice of Hope. This is where hope happens. Have a beautiful day. God bless. Much love to you all. Bye-bye.